Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Kanye was supposed to headline Coachella.
Yeah.
But then just 2 days before the lineup was announced, he backed out. And now here comes the weird part. Because with Kanye, there's always a weird part.
It's never simple.
Kanye wanted to design and build a giant dome in the middle of the festival grounds just for his performance.
Well, of course, he needs a dome.
And they said, no, no. There's no time to get this done. And then we're going to rearrange the whole festival.
And this is an outdoor festival. I mean, the whole purpose of this is to be, you know, under the stars and out in nature.
Right.
And why the hell would you want to stick a dome in the middle of all of that?
Well, and the only way that they'd be able to do it is they'd have to remove a large selection of portable bathrooms. And you don't want to do that out there.
No.
So Billboard says Kanye became very irritated over that.
I'm sure.
And, you know, declared that he was an artist with a creative vision who shouldn't be spending his time talking about porta potties. And I'm like, well, you know, that's a reality. I mean, we're working with so much here.
Right.
Apparently, talks also broke down between Kanye and the Governor's Ball Festival in New York, but it's not clear if his dome idea had anything to do with it. So that's where we are right now. One other thing real quick. Kim Kardashian says Kanye convinced Mattel to make her a one-off Barbie based on her.
Oh, I'm sure.
After they declined to make an entire line of Kim Kardashian Barbies. So, I don't know. There may be $1 million single collectible out there.
Right there.
In Kim's image.
And who wouldn't want that? What collector wouldn't want to add that to their collection?
I'd
right?
like to see it. I'd like to see how big the butt is on the Barbie.
Yeah.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
So the NFL, believe it or not, they have not had not confirmed Maroon 5 as the halftime show.
Isn't that funny? Like, Coachella doesn't have a headliner. Right? No one's going to host the Oscars.
Right.
The Super Bowl halftime show has still been empty up until
true.
Now.
True. So, I mean, we've all known for a while that Maroon 5 was going to do it, but they have now officially announced that they will be headlining. Their guests will be Travis Scott and Big Boi from Outkast, who's from Atlanta, where the game's taking place. A lot of talk that the NFL was having trouble finding special guests to appear with Maroon 5, and Billboard is saying that Travis only agreed to do it if the NFL agreed to join him in donating $500,000 to Dream Corps, a social justice charity. So sources are saying Black Lives Matter and several other nonprofits may be receiving donations as well. And Maroon 5 continues to be very excited about their appearance.
All right.
The halftime show. Can't believe it's just a few. We've only got four teams left in the play. I watched all the football over the weekend, or had it on TV anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Some exciting stuff going on right there. Well, of course, Tom Brady.
Yep.
He's still in it.
Okay.
New Orleans.
Patriots, Chiefs. Uh-huh. That'll be next weekend. And Saints and Rams.
You got it.
Who are you guys picking?
Chiefs.
Saints.
I want the Saints to win, too.
I'll tell you what was neat, though. Andrew Whitfield. It was cool that he won a game in a playoffs because he was 0 for 7. And so now he's with the Rams, and he gets to play. So I kind of would like to see him.
Plus, if you remember Andrew Whitworth.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out
I know I'm close.
Andrew Whitworth went from here to the LA Rams, so it was fun to see him. And then evidently there's a player on the Rams, and I can't remember if it's defensive or I think it's offense. I can't remember. That is from Elder. So there's kind of a connection there as well.
That is cool.
But Tom Brady's hair just perfect. And then it was so weird. He did an interview after the game. How many times has Tom Brady been interviewed, right?
Like 1,000.
Uh-huh. On live television. But what does he do as they're getting ready to cut away at the end of his interview? I just want to say hi to my mom and my wife.
I love that about him, though. I think it's adorable.
I think he said hi to his brothers and his sisters, but he never said hi to his kids.
Hi, Mom. I know you're watching.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom.
That was nice.
It was funny.
He was asked about facing the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. He said it'll be a good game, even though everyone thinks the Patriots suck.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
A good game. They're a good team. And we played them earlier this year. I know everyone thinks we suck and, can't win any games. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
What'd you say?
Everyone thinks we suck.
All right.
But it didn't even look like he'd been sweating. His hair
Everybody
was just
thinks
perfect.
You suck because you always win. We're jealous of the fact.
It's not like you suck at playing. You just suck in life.
Yeah.
6:44, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's K. He said hi to his mom.
He did.
And his wife.
People that work in hospitals are truly amazing people. They are so nice and supportive. It makes you suspicious, right? Are they stealing the drugs? They're a little too excited to be around sick people in pajamas. And when I say sick, I'm not talking about the positive slang, right? Because that's part of our language, right? That jacket is sick! But you don't want a medical professional to be like, your test results are sick! I mean, let me clarify, you're dying. It's got to be hard to work in a hospital. That hospital lighting, everyone looks sick in that hospital lighting. I walked in, they're like, we should get you to the ER. I'm just here to see my wife. Well, you have jaundice. See, compared, oh my gosh, I have jaundice too. We all have jaundice. When my wife would nap, I'd go to the cafeteria. Hospitals have the most cutting-edge medical equipment, but they're still serving food like it's Shawshank Redemption. How about selling an MRI machine and getting a pasta station?
Josh.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
Good, how are y'all?
Excellent.
Fantastic. I got your three headlines here. If you could pick out the real one, you're going to win big.
Okay.
What is it?
You're going to go see the show Ripcord at the Ensemble Theater.
All right. So here we go. It's real one, eh? Woman kicked out of Walmart for licking men's underwear display. Did B, man arrested at IHOP for theft after eating strangers' pancakes. Or C, a guy eats the seat of a police car on the way to jail.
C.
You're right.
All right, Josh. Right.
Nicely done.
And when you're hungry, you're hungry. There's a 37-year-old guy named Melvin Stubbs from Homestead, Florida, and he was arrested on Thursday night after the cops pulled him over for having windows that were too tinted. But then they found more than 40 grams of cocaine in his car. And on the way to jail, Melvin started eating the actual seat of the police car. By the time the cops realized what the hell he was doing, he had already done $1,000 in damage, which... Boy, that's a pretty expensive meal, actually. He's been charged with cocaine trafficking, felony property damage, and resisting arrest.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.